On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Really lucky to be having a chat now with Andrew Farris, who's got a brand new EP dropping this week and a new single as well. Andrew's with us now. Mate, congratulations on the launch of the new single and EP.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's been really good.
What's it like going from having quite a coveted career? And I mean, you've got the backing of it. You've had, you know, Lee, we don't need to talk about your career. It's been quite illustrious. How's the transition from being as part of a group and then going on your own? Is it a different journey?
Oh, it's a totally different journey. I mean, I'm a songwriter. That's the main thing I'm known for doing. I mean, I've done other things in my life, including agriculture, actually. But, you know, I'm a songwriter and, you know, that's been my main craft. But I think the best way to describe it is that I'm on my own journey right now. And so far, it's been really amazing and I'm really, really enjoying it.
I love that. It's so funny. Like, people are musicians or in bands, you kind of pigeonhole that particular person and think, well, that's a muso. They can't really do anything else. Can you tell, what's your background in agriculture?
I've owned two farms in my life. One was an old dairy farm, and that was many years ago, and that was down south of Sydney. But now, I've owned a place up in northwest New South Wales for 28 years now. And basically, cattle and grains, when it rains, you know, I grow food, basically. And I'm a bushy. I live out in the bush. And, you know, I'm just a bloke that... And that's one of the ironies and almost funny parts of Andrew Farris now, is that I've become the very person that I am, which is a country music guy, you know, because by virtue that... The people who live and work and my neighbours all look like country music people. You know?
is that sitting on a rocking chair with a bit of hay out the mouth? Is that what it is?
Well, or other things in my mouth. Yeah, but, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, but, you know, look, I mean, basically, I feel really fortunate, to be honest. I've been very lucky in my life. I've really good family and friends. You know, I'm supported not just by the music industry, but just in general. And I feel really, you know, I live in an amazing country too.
Look, the reason I ask is because we've got a family farm and we're kind of starting from scratch, doing the fences and getting all the implements for the farm machinery, etc.
Yeah, well, you've got to be careful, you guys, okay? Because I've been doing this for a long time. And at first, when you start, especially from the city or the suburbs, and you start messing around with things that can bite and hurt you. You've got to be careful. You know, that's my advice. That's all.
Things can bite you on the farm, can't they? And it's not just snakes.
Sure. Mm. No, that's right. Not just snakes. No, and you know, you've got to pay attention. I mean, you know, using, you know, machinery especially. But you know, it is a great thing, and it's what I love about being outdoors is which is the last thing in the world a musician would normally talk about, I guess, but. For me, being outdoors and just being conscious of nature all the time, it has an effect on you that it's very hard to describe to people. For cities, you know, our beaches, which are beautiful in Australia, most of them, is the best way sort of to describe, or our national parks, you know, for people in urban areas in Australia. You know, it's that exploring sort of feeling, and you let nature take over you. You don't try to control it. You let it take over you, you know.
It's really interesting trying to explain it to somebody. A lot of people don't get it because we don't get the opportunity to explore the fact that we are part of the planet. We are the planet. We are our surroundings. And if you're constantly stuck in an office block or in cities, you don't get the opportunity to really explore and feel who you are.
Well, exactly. And the pandemic, the worldwide pandemic we're experiencing at the moment, my heart goes out to so many people. I'm actually talking to you at the moment, not from the northwest New South Wales, which is where I'm normally based, but I'm actually down in Sydney for my wife's 6-month cancer checkups, and so far so good. But, you know, going in and out of the hospital system and then seeing, you know, normally our medical, you know, hospital people are under enough pressure as it is. You know, I think they could do with a lot more funding, to be honest. But I think the fact of the matter is that during the pandemic, they're under even more stress, and they're the real heroes at the moment, the people at the front line of our health industries, you know?
It's been a really interesting year, and you know, we speak to a lot of artists, obviously being in the radio, who are drawing a lot of inspiration, for want of a better term, because of what's been happening this year. Have you found that it's had an impact on your songwriting?
Well, actually, that segues perfectly into not only my songwriting, but I was actually releasing my self-titled LP, Andrew Farris. That's because I've got no imagination. I couldn't think of the name for my album. And I had already released two tracks from the Andrew Farris LP, which were Come Midnight and Good Mama Bad. And then the pandemic kicked in, and management, the record label, suggested I pause my album release due to the complete chaos caused by the pandemic. And so the five-song EP, which is what will be released on October the 2nd, which is called Love Makes the World. So it was born by accident.
Yeah, right. It's all in the timing, as they say, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the songs, thank you, the songs on Love Makes the World, my EP, I chose those songs because of what we're experiencing at the moment. To me, the lyrics made sense. That's all. So.
Well, you've definitely got plenty to draw upon for inspiration. We've got, what, agriculture, farming. You've obviously had a really interesting health journey with your partner, which, again, would be really quite difficult to go through at times, I suppose.
Very. Well, unfortunately, anyone that's listening to us discussing this, and, you know, cancer's been a thing that's very sadly and tragically affected so many people around the world and also here in Australia. And the many forms of cancer, but breast cancer, you know, I lost my mother and my aunt, and now my wife has struggled with it. And so far, so good for her, but, you know, it's touched many people's lives, and it's something we really have to find a cure for. You know?
Absolutely. Do you reckon we're getting closer?
I'll answer that by saying that you can achieve anything in life if you don't mind who takes the credit for it. So long as the people's intentions who are trying to find cure for things aren't necessarily doing it to make money, but they're doing it because they genuinely want to find a cure, we'll get there.
Okay, let's not digress too much. Let's talk about your new single, All the Stars Are Mine. Why should we have a listen? Why should we sit back, relax, and enjoy this new Andrew Farris track?
Well, you don't really need to. You should probably go out and go for a walk and enjoy the morning and have a coffee. No, but seriously, if you had the time, please, to sit down and listen to my song, All the Stars Are Mine, which is the first single I'm releasing off my 5-track EP. Comes out October the 2nd. The song I co-wrote with Susie DeMarchi, okay? And we had both lived at different points of our lives. As Aussies, we lived in foreign countries and had two different foreign countries and had children raised that were in those countries at the time. For me and my life, I was raising children in England. I lived in England for only 5 years, or Europe, I guess. And then for Susie, it was over in the United States. And when we got together to songwrite, All the Stars of Mine was born because we recognized that for many people, including, you know, new immigrants to our country or to other countries, we were actually migrated to other countries, if you see what I mean. Mm-hmm. And so you then, once you start having children in a foreign country, the people closest to you in your life are then immersing themselves in that culture with the politics of the place or whatever's going on. And you take a whole different perspective on life because suddenly you're seeing something. And what I love about the lyric in All Stars of Mine is it starts with, I live in a foreign country. Whereas most people, when you're in, let's say you're in Australia and you look at some other country, you say, you live in a foreign country, right? That's what most people look at when they think about it. But the fact is that we all live in foreign countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see. And once you take that viewpoint, the world's a smaller place.
It's only getting smaller.
Well, you know, that's not such a bad thing. You know, just so long as we all social distance and we get out of this thing we're in, we'll be fine. Which, by the way, is a nightmare for the music industry and many other industries that rely on people being social.
Yeah. Right? You sound like you have a lot of appreciation in your voice, and going back to that, how does that make you feel that people look to you for some kind of answers or even just to sit back and relax and enjoy your music? You must appreciate the fact that people do take the time to listen to you.
I mean, I'm not the Dalai Lama. I actually saw the Dalai Lama by coincidence in Copenhagen, would you believe, where I walked in to check in the hotel and they had an auditorium. And someone said, would you like it? They come up to me and said, would you like a ticket to see the Dalai Lama? I'm like, sorry? You know, I just want to get the key to my room. And it was just so happens there was an auditorium there. So I walked down, I sat down, I got to listen to him, you know, give his repartee or his spiel, you know. And one thing that occurred to me was that one of the more comforting things to people when you're giving advice to people, keep it brief, not like what I'm doing. But secondly, is that, you know, when you're giving advice to people, be conscious that you need to be positive about your messages to people and, you know, and repeat the same thing, because if you're all over the place, they won't know what to think.
Andrew, thanks for joining us on CFM. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.